Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Right now, it is time for the nephew to come through and bless us with a prank phone call for today.
Yes,
what you got for us?
Yes. All of y'all, if you will open your prank books to chapter 9, verse 12. Yes, you will look and see. Well, let's do it this way. It is his birthday. I love him dearly. And what better way than to celebrate his birthday than playing a prank that I pranked on him? What better way to do it? So, ladies and gentlemen, this right here is when the nephew pranks the uncle. I almost lost my job this day. Y'all take a listen.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying to you right now that he's telling on everybody. He's snitching on everybody.
That ain't got nothing to do with me, man. That ain't my book. That's his book.
Put him on the phone then. I'll tell him. I ain't really scared of Steve.
He ain't writing about you.
Yeah, he did. He done told on me. He done told on all my boys. He's telling on everybody, man.
Hey, dog, his book ain't got nothing to do with you, man.
No, but his book do got something to do with me because everything that Steve done learned as he was growing up from the hood, telling on everybody, and I'm tired of this. He ought to go somewhere and sit down.
Hey, dog, you got to get right with your girl.
Listen, if he's schooling my girl, he ain't got no business coming in my house, in my car, telling every thing.
Hello? Who is this?
Who is this?
Hold on, man. This Steve Harvey. Who is this?
This is Chuck P, man. Listen here, man. Okay, I was on the phone with your nephew, and I'm just saying this to you, Steve. Okay? All love to you, dude. I see you on the front of Essence. I see you on the Family Feud on your radio show. So why don't you go somewhere and sit out and quit telling on everybody?
Wait a minute.
And I mean this on everything, Steve. I'm riding in the car with my family. I got to turn my radio off because you telling game. We grew up sticking together. If I'm running a little game to make my ends meet or whatever it is, that's my business.
Dog.
You ain't got no business telling on me.
Hold on. Wait a minute. First of all, I don't know who you are.
I know you don't, but I know who you are, and we listen to the show. Okay?
Hold on. First thing you're going to do, though, back up a little bit, dog, because you're talking to me crazy.
Hey, Steve, ain't nobody scared of you because you got money.
Whoa. Hey, this ain't got nothing to do with no money, and I ain't going to be too many.
Wait a minute. Just enjoy your life. You found the perfect wife for you. You found the perfect person, the perfect relationship. Okay, that's good. God bless you.
Hold up. Don't put God in this. Leave God out of this because you ain't calling from the God angle. See, people kill me with that part right there. God bless you. Don't throw God. You don't want God to bless me because you're talking too crazy to me. That's for starters right there. But since you're talking crazy to me, let me turn you on to something. You out there running game. That's your problem. Run your game. You can't get mad at me because I'm doing what I do. See, man, y'all kill me. You out there doing what you want to do, like you all of this right here. Then you coming to me because I'm trying to empower somebody. I don't give a damn about you, man. Feel how you want to feel about me. But what you ain't going to do, though, is talk to me like you crazy. Because I ain't that.
Wait a minute, Steve. Let's make the playing field fair, okay? You got the airwaves. You got the microphone. You got the ability to touch a lot of people, okay? And you just telling. You're a walkie-talkie.
Hold on. This ain't got nothing to do with the airwaves. This ain't got nothing to do with the media. This just me and you talking. I can talk to you personally. Personally, me and you can talk. You talking all this yak. See, it's people like you, man. Dog, you know why I wrote a book in the first place. Because you're always somewhere trying to act like you're something that you ain't. Now you got the source on the phone. Now you trying to make it about money and me. This is me and you just two men talking. Not what you want.
And if it's two men then talking there from one man to another, why don't you just go somewhere and sit down and quit telling?
First of all, I ain't got to sit down. You already doing nothing as it is. See, but soon as somebody go out and do something, try to do something positive, you got some old shaking, baked, chilly wag like you sitting up in here, man, wanting to go sit down somewhere. I ain't going sitting down nowhere. You can miss me with that. I say what I want to say. And who are you anyway? You ain't even doing nothing.
Hey, don't tell me I ain't doing nothing. I tell you what I am doing. I'm trying to do something, but every time I take a step, you take two steps.
Hey, y'all kill me. Why don't you quit trying and do something? You all kill me, man, with that old you trying to do something. Why don't you do something, dog? You should have been here talking to me about what you trying. You probably selling that same thing to your people. You trying. When are you tired of me and trying stuff? When you going to do something?
I'm doing something right now, Steve.
Right now, you're talking to me on the phone. You can be improving your relationship with your girl or whoever you're trying to get it together with, but you're on the phone with me complaining because I done wrote a book. Man, don't read the book. You probably ain't read it no way. And don't watch the TV show. You probably ain't working enough to pay the bill no how.
Hey, let me wait a minute, dude. You don't know nothing about me, okay? You don't know nothing about my finances. You don't know how
I ain't about
you.
Your finances. This about you as
Steve,
a man. You know what y'all kill me? Hear what y'all do to me. Y'all always talking to me on an email somewhere. You're always on a blog talking about me. You don't even know me. Then when you give me face to face, you want to bring up money. This conversation ain't got nothing to do about money. I ain't bought a money one time. It's about manhood. Now, why don't you do that right there?
Wait a minute. No, Steve, it ain't about money now because you got it. Okay, because you got it. When you was broke, I bet that wasn't your attitude.
Guess what, though? When I was broke, though, I was working. I wasn't sitting on the phone crying to some other man about what he making me feel with my wife. Yeah, every time I take a step forward, you got me taking two steps up. That's why you ain't taking a step forward.
Give me this, man. Can I tell you something? Because you got pranked, though. I'm seeing you. I just pranked the out of you, man.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the greatest ones of all time. What y'all think?
You
yeah,
played
I remember
too much
that day.
Yeah, that was a lot that day.
That day.
We were all in the studio like, today's the day.
Okay. It said, I don't care if he is his nephew.
Right. Today.
Today's a new day.
There are no sunshine.
There was no sunshine that day.
Mm-mm.
I did. I ain't done it no more since then. No more since then.
Yeah. So, you learned. No, you've been good. Since then.
Now look at us now. We both over there trying to get an NAACP Image Award. That dumb thing.
Yes,
look how things
are.
Look at
congratulations.
That. Look at that.
Look at God.
Look at that. Same category.
You trying to get one. flex. No, for real, dog. For real, dog. On the real, I hope they give it to you.
Thank you, sir.
You know, man, just so you can be able to go up there and get you one.
Yeah.
All for ready to love, baby. That's what it's for. All for ready to love.
Great show.
Thank you. All right, Liberty Live. The nephew is coming to town. That is going to be Valentine's weekend, 13, 14, 15. Liberty Live, that is in Nyack, New York, baby. Tickets are on sale right now. The nephew is coming to town. So, New York City, come hang out during the love weekend. Get your love on. Bring your partner with you and have a good time, because I promise you, I'm going to set it all the way out. All the way out. Yes, that's what the nephew do. So get your tickets and come see the fool. The fool is coming to town. Nyack. About 30 miles plus outside of New York City. You know what? I think it's Fashion Week at the same time.
Really?
And you brought that up nice. Because...
So get dressed up and okay. Come on see the nephew.
Uh-huh. All right, nephew, thank you. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.